Hello, and welcome to Lesson 29. I hope you have been enjoying this lecture series and the topics that we have covered. Thanks to your questions, the fabric of the Hands Full program is being woven into a protocol that many of you will enjoy implementing, both for your children with special needs and for your children who are developing typically. As we prepare to end this series, I decided to treat you to a superficial synopsis of the topics that are covered in the Hands Full program for ages 0 to 10 in the correct sequence in poetry form. Obviously, these poems in no way cover these topics with any detail at all, but they should certainly whet your appetite so that you keep growing and keep learning more. Give a listen and enjoy.
I entered motherhood fresh and new, knowing just what I had to do. I changed the diapers, soothed the cries, and rocked to sleep with lullabies. My mode was proper, poised and sleek. I felt I had the right technique. And then my family grew in size, and all that changed before my eyes. The mess, the fights, the noise, the pranks. As each kid grew, they joined the ranks. I don't recall just when I switched, just when my voice became high-pitched. I threatened, bribed, did what I could, so they'd behave the way they should. I came down tough, I came down strong, but deep inside it felt all wrong. It felt so foolish, felt so weak. Did I not have the right technique? So now I feel, by hook or crook, I must locate a solid book. A book to guide me, slow and sure, on parenting that's safe, secure. This book, I've heard, has lots to say of parenting the Torah way. Now that feels right, I must admit, since life must be a Torah fit. I want to learn, I want to know, the Torah parenting way to go. Ignoring behaviors will make them defrost. It removes all the fun, since attention is lost. But then I get stuck, and I'm not really sure. Is there something to do when I cannot ignore? What if the behavior is dangerous or cruel? Is there something to do without breaking the rule?
And then, of course, the book goes on to describe SWC, or separate without comment, which we learned during the series. And then the book introduces the importance of missions during phase one of the program to distance children from disobedience, as we learned during the series.
So now that I've learned to state, not command, I'll describe what I see without making demands. But now I must ask you, you mentioned before that tantrums are common and must be ignored. But what is a tantrum? From whence does it come? I'd really appreciate some thoughts on this one. Ignoring the tantrum can get really loud, but when I stay calm, I'm empowered, I'm proud. My child is learning that anger's not right, that I don't just give in 'cause he put up a fight. So ignoring it is for 6 weeks in a row. With separate without comment and missions, I know. What else can I do while I'm working phase one? I'd like to keep learning. I'm not nearly done. These 6 weeks flew by. I'll admit they were tough, but I feel this is right, even when it gets rough. All concepts are based in Hashkafa, that's true. I feel this is what Hashem wants me to do. Even now that I let those behaviors defrost, when it comes to commands, I still know that I'm lost. I'm eager to learn, to move one step ahead, to guide my dear children to do what I've said.
And then the program goes on to describe hand over hand in great detail.
Ava and Yira, combining the two. Easy to say, much harder to do. So I speak with my hands while my lips are shut tight, and I steer the young child to do what is right. Now, what should I do when the tantrum's too great, when the danger is real and it just cannot wait? When my child melts down, I now have the technique. I will separate correctly and professional help seek. But what do I do when my own anger boils? It crushes, it devastates, our connection it spoils. I wish I could stop and prevent it from spilling. Do you have some ideas? I am ready and willing. I've learned to reframe and to sharpen my mind. My brain is my guide while my heart's left behind. I give myself time to react to the scene. I've gained peace of mind. Now my conscience is clean. And now there's another great thing that I see. When I give a command, they now listen to me. I say something once, and the job's carried out. They've learned to accept an authority, no doubt. But I see some behaviors that persist every day. I've ignored them completely, but they're still here to stay. What is my next step? What do I do now? I'm sure I can teach them. I just don't know how. Now I've got the technique. It is helping me teach. This behavior's not good without needing a speech. I just simply mention it's time for the chair. And we count a calm 10. The reminder's right there. I've come a full circle. I feel I've achieved. I can be the mother I one time believed. And now I am happy to learn even more about my sweet children, whom I do adore. Safety comes first, and of that I'm aware. A review of these concepts is so good to hear. 'Cause my kids hardly eat. Now I'm certainly eager to learn about feeding that real picky eater. Mealtime has lost all its tension and strain. Since they eat what they like, they don't have to complain. I know they eat healthy, just not what I cooked. Maybe when they're older, they'll taste and get hooked. For now, though, I wonder about what to do. My baby, she's waking up the whole night through. How can I teach her to sleep through the night and prevent the now nightly putting to sleep fight? I like Ferber's method. It gives me a way to teach my young baby when's night and when's day. Though it's not in my nature to let my kids cry, to teach this life skill, I am willing to try. And now for the topic I broach with concern. Though I've tried and I've tried, my kid can't seem to learn. To train for the bathroom has been a real stress. It leaves me uptight and it makes a big mess. Now I feel more equipped with what I need to know to teach my young child the right way to go. I've learned that the brain needs the time to mature. Training while they're young's not my goal anymore. The morning is hectic, chaotic, a mess, with knapsacks and snacks and the search for my dress. When will they be able, without my assistance, to get themselves ready and not show resistance? The big ones are learning to do it themselves. They responsibly dress, get their snacks off the shelves. Then they wait for the bus. If they're late, it's okay. It's boring at home. It's a very long day. Now mornings are good, but I do seem to feel if they can't get to bed, the effects will be real. How will they wake up if they can't go to sleep? I need a routine to establish and keep. Bedtime's no longer a whirlwind and fight. I finally feel that I'm doing it right. My kids get their time to unwind and retell, and I get to listen and share things as well. If they jump out of bed, I don't panic or fret. I return them all calmly until they are set. Now here's a quick question. What do you suggest? When my children are sick, just not feeling their best, should I stick to technique? Or would it be better to give them some space, not enforce every letter? To physically care for my children, I've learned techniques I've applied and ideas I have turned. But there lies so much more far beneath that mere shell that I'd like to learn more of their feelings as well. What can I learn that can offer to me the skills and the wisdom to keep them happy? I am floored once again. I have now learned the key. They are fighting for love and attention from me. And to think that I caused it, 'cause I would play judge, and I'd listen and settle each hit, gripe, and nudge. So now I stay far and just let them alone, and they come to solutions with time on their own. Now what do I do with that sharp and quick tongue? There are times when that chutzpah was cruel and it stung. Just how do I teach them to speak with respect? How do I attain it? What can I expect? So chutzpah's a problem, though not like I thought. With ignoring, then coaching, the skills can be taught. But here's something else that's been bugging me still. Training for mitzvahs against my kids' will. My children just don't want to daven to bench, or to stand through Havdalah. They should, like a mensch. The mitzvahs are sacred. They guide how we live. I'll model them calmly, keep them positive. I want to make sure that my children will feel that here in our home, Hashem's mitzvahs are real. Now, as far as my children, there's one on my mind. Her nature's soft-spoken. It's tranquil and kind. But sometimes I feel she's unhappy inside, that she does things quite well but can never take pride. How do I address this and help her to see how special she is, how much more she can be? Success fuels success. That is rule number one. I will focus to have her help me get things done. I will compliment wisely with words clear, precise. And I'll do these things often. Thanks for the advice. I see that my child has fears that are real. He sees scary monsters and people who steal. And also with toddlers, what do you suggest for those passies and blankies with which they're obsessed? I'm so happy I read this. I'm now in the know. They're security objects. With time, they'll outgrow. And as for their fears, my role's validation, just knowing this fact removes my frustration. But I too have a need to myself to be kind, 'cause my children engage my whole heart, soul, and mind. Much koyach is needed to get it all right. After all, I'm the mommy from morning through night. This book was a journey of mind and of soul, to absorb vital skills that embody my role. I know I'm the mother, my love's plain and true, but now I'm a figure who's earned respect too. We've learned both together, my children and I, that obeying comes first, not contingent on why. And I've learned how to teach this with tried true technique, merging firmness with love in a blend that's unique. But mostly I've learned how to keep a perspective. When observing behaviors, I'm much more reflective. I realize that midos take time to perfect, and instant perfection's not what I expect. My eyes on the chuppah that's waiting ahead. I'm not getting nervous, I'm patient instead. I'll teach each behavior one stage at a time, while a positive kesher stays locked in my mind. So now, looking back, I must humbly concede that the perfect home dream is no longer my need. 'Cause instead of correcting the others, you see, I have changed just one person, and that person's me.